All right, it should concern every single American citizen how recklessly apathetic our current president is towards U.S. service members dying in a war that he started. Last night, Donald Trump snapped at almost every single reporter on Air Force One, calling them fake news, saying they don't deserve to be on this plane, simply because they were asking him about the U.S. service members who died, the cost of life, the economic cost, and what's happening with the future of this Iranian war. This man does not know what is happening. He does not have a plan, and the 25th Amendment needs to be invoked right now. Section 4 specifically of the 25th Amendment allows the president to be removed when he no longer is serving the interests of the country due to being incapacitated, due to having some sort of mental break, and we are far past this mental break. Donald Trump is frothing at the mouth, spitting all over on Air Force One, while his hands and ankles are swollen to the size of a balloon because every single morning he rubs orange concealer on his face rather than actually, you know, taking care of himself. Or is it bronzer? Is it bronzer or concealer? It doesn't matter at this point, but let me zoom in to his ankles in this photo right here. His left ankle in the photo is startlingly swollen. That is startlingly swollen, that left ankle. The United States president is struggling from health issues, but that is only compounding his already narcissistic behavior that we see displayed in these clips right here. We have no time to waste and so much to cover as the president of the United States loses his mind during a war that he started. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are pushing closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. That's because of you all. I'm so incredibly proud of what we built, a Gen Z-built media company made for people of all ages to fight for our country. So thank you all. And let's just start with Donald Trump straight up ignoring a question about the 6 service members who passed in a flight. He ignores this question.
Do you have a comment on the 6 service members who passed?
Let me play this one more time. Somebody asks him, do you have a comment on the 6 service members? And he goes, well, go. Who else wants to ask a question?
Do you have a comment on the 6 service members?
What do you want to see in the deal? Because earlier you said reportedly that...
Well, you start off with there will be no nuclear weapons. That's where it starts. And then on top of that, there's plenty of things that we're going to get.
That is the commander-in-chief of our military. That is a 2-term United States president who can't even give an answer. Can't even give an answer about service members dying. ABC then asks him, can you say why we're sending 5,000 Marines and sailors over to the Middle East? And Trump then snaps on that reporter. Someone commented, he acts exactly as you'd expect a sexual predator to act, doesn't he? And yes, I point this out all the time. The power dynamics that Donald Trump exhibits, especially around women reporters, is so incredibly weird. But even around anybody of any sex, Donald Trump loves to use his power dynamics to shut other people up and doesn't take no for an answer. Then, Trump gets asked about his own PAC sending out an email, a fundraising email to collect money from his fans that included a photo of the dignified transfer of the service members who died in the war that he started. Just think about how sickening this is. Donald Trump started a war recklessly. He couldn't get out of it as fast as he wanted, so service members ended up dying, over a dozen now. Then he shows up to the dignified transfer for the first 6 U.S. service members that died in a baseball cap, looking around. His eyes were all dodgy, darting around everywhere like he didn't want to be there. Then he goes golfing the next day in the same baseball cap and sends out a photo of himself at the dignified transfer trying to raise money over the dead bodies of the troops that died under his watch. Then he gets asked about it, and guess what he does? He snaps on the reporter and starts to froth at the mouth and scream at everyone. He says, this may be the most corrupt news organization on the planet. They're terrible. It's hard to hear, but she's asking, hey, your PAC sent on a fundraising email using the dignified transfer. Do you really think that's appropriate?
I was at the dignified transfer. I'd like to
run. Do you think it's an appropriate email to send your critics to say that
you're fundraising? I didn't say it. I mean, somebody puts it up. We have a lot of people working for us, but there's nobody that's better to the military than me, and all you have to do is look at the election.
That's really his answer. His answer is that there is no one better for the military than him. That's what he says every single time he gets accused of attacking groups. So when he posted an AI photo of Obama as a gorilla, his answer was, there's no one that loves black Americans more than me. It's just such a bullshit answer.
Look at the kind of votes that we get. Look at the poll numbers. There's nobody that's ever been higher as a president than me with a military.
Can you give a comment on the
Okay, let's just back up for a second here. He just called ABC the most corrupt news organization on the planet. This is about the third or fourth time he's attacked the media or attacked the press right in front of him since he's given this Air Force One interview in the middle of the night. We are currently at war, and our president can't even answer questions. We're at war, and our president is going on long-winded, basically like schizophrenic meltdowns on his Truth Social account in the middle of the night. I'm not even joking. Look at how much Trump posted on Truth Social last night. One huge paragraph of text that he obviously didn't write, but this is coming from his account. It's about Mark Levin, and he's basically trying to defend Mark Levin, who is being attacked by Megyn Kelly. He then posts an even longer post. It says, "The courts treat Republicans and me so unfairly, seeming to protect those who should not be protected. They are highly politicized. Cases don't matter. The judge does. As an example, how is this terrible Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell not allowed to be investigated?" He continues to then attack James Boasberg. He attacks his Supreme Court. He attacks corrupt judges against innocent Republicans. He says judges across the country suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, this is some truly deranged stuff. He then decides he needs an entirely new post just for the Supreme Court. He says, "The decision that mattered most to me was tariffs. The court knew where I stood, how badly I wanted the victory for our country, and instead decided to potentially give away trillions of dollars to companies and countries." He's just lying here. But of course, the lies aren't new. What I find uniquely concerning in this very moment is the fact that Trump cannot answer a straightforward question, cannot stop himself from snapping on any female reporter in his vicinity, and is spinning around, frothing at the mouth because somebody asked him, "Hey, you said you would send troops to the middle ground. What are the updates?" Like, just watch this clip. The question is literally, "Do you have any updates on ground troops in the Middle East?" And Trump snaps on the reporter again.
"We said that we are nowhere near sending ground troops to the Middle East.
I'm not talking to people like you about that. I mean, why would I tell you I'm sending or not sending? I don't talk about military strategy. Who would talk about it? I mean, who would answer a question like that?"
How dare you as a journalist ask the president of the United States a question about the war that he started? How dare you try to inform the American people about whether or not boots on the ground are going to be happening with our sons and daughters, the sons and daughters of so many Americans who are worried right now? How dare you even ask that question? Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Trump is being a complete asshole on Air Force One. He then has the gall to say, he accidentally says, "You know, you could make the case that we shouldn't even be there at all, that we shouldn't be doing this at all." That's exactly the case that we're all making, dude.
"There's a few people dropping mines here and there, and, you know, you louse it up. So we need, I'm demanding that these countries come in and protect their own territory, because it is their territory. It's a place from which they get their energy, and they should come and they should help us protect it. You could make the case that maybe we should even be there.
Are we joking here? You said you could make the case that maybe we shouldn't even be there at all. Yeah, that is exactly the case that we're making. Now, I want to show you perhaps the most dangerous and scary part of Donald Trump's meltdown. I know all of this has been absolutely absurd, but throughout all of his dementia-ridden snapping on every single reporter, he then begins to turn on other countries. He further attacks the UK. He continues to attack NATO allies. He says NATO countries need to be pulling their weight. But the problem is, the only reason other countries aren't super keen to help us right now is because Trump was being a huge asshole to them throughout the past week, throughout the past year, throughout his entire political existence. He tweeted this out last Saturday, quote, "The United Kingdom, our once great ally, maybe the greatest of them all, is finally giving serious thought to sending two aircraft carriers to the Middle East. That's okay, Prime Minister Starmer. We don't need them any longer, but we will remember. We don't need people that join wars after we've already won." So he's being a patronizing, sassy, honestly, just awful human being, saying we don't need the United Kingdom's help. And then we start to get reports. We start to get news. Donald Trump asked the world to join a multinational naval coalition to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. And what do you know? Italy, rejected it. Spain rejected it. Japan rejected it. France is hesitant. They haven't rejected or accepted. Norway rejected. Canada, Australia, Germany all rejected it. China has no response. The United Kingdom has no commitment. Netherlands has no response. South Korea has no confirmation. America looks increasingly isolated on the world stage. And Donald Trump was sending out insanely offensive posts 1 week ago, and now he doesn't understand why nobody wants to work with him. Let's hear him on Air Force One last night saying, again, to the UK, we will remember.
He said, I don't want them after we win the war. I want them before we start. So whether it's whether we get support or not, but I can say this, and I said it to them, we will remember.
What he looks into the camera and says, we will remember. Will you remember? Because if I remember correctly, Canada helped us after 9/11, helped save lives domestically, and they lost lives fighting our war on terror after 9/11. Canada helped us as an ally. Did Trump remember that? No. Trump got into office and bullied Canada relentlessly and recklessly into, you know, going into the arms of other countries. Donald Trump will not remember when a country helps us. He just conveniently wants to threaten them now that he needs their help. And the moment that they give us their help and then everything's over and settled down a bit, he will turn on them immediately. That is how he is. He then goes off on NATO. And this clip is going viral because he says, we're always there for NATO. It would be nice to see if they'd be up for us, if they'd be there for us. It would be interesting to see what countries are going to help us. He's basically just throwing like a temper tantrum, whining on Air Force One because he started a war, bullied other countries, and other countries don't want to help him finish the war. Oh my God, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. He has pushed NATO away for years and years and years, and now he's inversing the purpose of NATO. NATO is a defensive alliance where if your country gets attacked and you're a part of the NATO alliance, you are lucky enough to have a bunch of amazing allies come to your defense and back you up. Due to that principle, most attacks don't even happen on NATO countries in the first place. NATO countries are very safe. The idea that NATO would proactively go escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz because Trump effed up is a total perversion of NATO and needs to be pushed back on. I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to end this where I started. The 25th Amendment is immediately necessary due to this lunatic driving us deeper and deeper into a war, driving oil prices up and the stock market down. We are all suffering because of this lunatic, and I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.